The highest total anti-Semitic incidents in the UK ever recorded in a single year. That's the headline finding from the Community Security Trust, or CST's, Anti-Semitic Incidents Report 2018. Last year, the CST, a charity created in 1994 to ensure the safety and security of the UK's Jewish community, recorded 1,652 anti-Semitic incidents in Britain. That's an increase of 16% from the previous year. The spectre of anti-Semitism has been growing in the UK over recent years, fuelled in large part by a scandal surrounding the opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, whose vocal support for Palestinian communities in the Middle East has led many of his critics to accuse him of being soft on anti-Semitic sentiment inside his own party. Former Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks last year echoed what many in the country's Jewish community are feeling.
Anti-Semitism, or any hate, becomes dangerous when three things happen. First, when it moves from the fringes of politics to a mainstream party and its leadership. Second, when the party sees that its popularity with the general public is not harmed thereby. And three, when those who stand up and protest are vilified and abused for doing so. All three factors exist in Britain now. I never thought I would see this in my lifetime. That is why I cannot stay silent, for it is not only Jews who are at risk, so too is our humanity.
Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks speaking during a debate in the House of Lords in September. And if his words gave pause for thought, the findings of this week's anti-Semitism incident report make for even more unsettling reading. The CTS recorded over 100 anti-Semitic incidents in every month of 2018, the first time this has ever happened in a single calendar year. Almost three quarters of the incidents recorded took place in Greater London and Greater Manchester. The report also claims that due to a likelihood of underreporting, the number of anti-Semitic incidents which took place last year is likely to be, quote, significantly higher. I spoke with Dave Rich, who's head of policy and director of communications at the Community Security Trust. He's also the author of a book about those accusations of anti-Semitism levelled towards Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party called The Left's Jewish Problem. And I began by asking him about that claim that these figures may actually be a lot lower than reality.
The crime survey for England and Wales most recently estimated that only around half of all hate crimes come to the attention of the police. But there was another survey done by the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights last year, found that only 21% of British Jews who'd experienced an anti-Semitic incident or hate crime over the previous 5 years had reported it to anybody. So it's quite possible that the real figures are several times larger than the incident totals in our report.
Perhaps the most unnerving part of this report is a graph which shows a month-by-month count of the number of anti-Semitic incidents going back to 2007. Now, there are many peaks and troughs along that graph, but generally speaking, we can only see an upward trend starting around the tail end of 2014 and into 2015. Do you have a sense of what events might have precipitated that trend?
There's a whole series of events that have fed into it. There was a big war in Israel and Gaza in 2014 where we saw record numbers of anti-Semitic incidents in those months. Terrorist attacks targeting Jewish communities across Europe, but also targeting our societies as a whole. The divisive nature of the arguments over anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, and also the rise in xenophobia following the Brexit debate in this country as well. And all of these different factors have fed into just a more general atmosphere of division and of anxiety in the Jewish community about anti-Semitism.
Dave Rich from the Community Security Trust. And the party political aspect Dave Rich talks about highlights a shift in the source of anti-Semitism in the UK, as seen by the CST's report this week. A prejudice which has traditionally been the preserve of the far right appears to have spread to elements of the left too. Right now, though, Jewish communities across the UK will look at these latest figures with a great deal of nervousness, particularly that consistent increase in anti-Semitic incidents for what is now the fourth consecutive year. Jack Foster, DW.